My name is Ken White, and I'm going to read a poem here. A number of years ago, bought a bunch of the Dunes Review at the Cottage Bookstore out at Glen Arbor, and when I bought that, the person who was selling it to me said, are you a writer? And, you know, he had that moment of wondering whether I should say yes or no. You know, I was trying to be a writer. So it's a great privilege to be in Dunes Review because of that. Legal and binding. Because the agreement was binding to every dotted I, it became legal to lie. At first, this seemed bearable. After all, the lies befitted him and allowed others to continue to think more of him, though he was less than that. Soon the lies became animated. Some put on clothes and walked the house at night, looking at themselves in the mirror. One lie was especially fond of his only bow tie, and since he never learned to tie it, the lie was extremely proud of the shape and the subtle red paisley of the cloth. But when the lies began booking flights to places he had never gone and came back with pictures of wild animals taken on safari, a leopard chasing migrating wildebeest and a pride of lions lounging, he knew he was in trouble. They overran the house, streaming out windows, calling out to neighbors like town criers of old. Then the lies poured into the street, each gaudily dressed, singing hallelujah and amen, wearing party hats and waving their noisemakers. They marched together, joining another band of lies until a giant parade formed. Onto the sea they progressed until they stood, all of them, on the shore. Then, one by one, they plowed forward, drowning themselves in the deep. Thank you.